producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Today I want to talk about something which should be very practical for those of us who are involved in any kind of church activity, membership in any kind of church. There will be other places that could be targets to the dirtbags, but it's almost as if you are a conservative church that you have hung up a sign that says, shooters, have you found us out yet? There are things about conservative churches that don't go down well with the people that some of whom are inclined to try to kill lots of people. And if we are going to take our responsibility as leaders of these churches faithfully, then we're going to have to do what we can to be prepared. Happy that one of the veterans in my own little congregation has taken it upon himself to do a number of things. He's even, among other things, contacted the local police and got things kind of working with them, so there's communication there. And they know that there's a couple of public figures in that congregation that conceivably could rouse the ire of dirtbags. And since we're not inclined to, we don't mind them coming in and listening to a sermon, but we want them to keep their hands free, we might say. So that's right. Their minds open, hopefully. Anyway, Carl Chin has been through this drill. I hope he has seen twice as much of it as I'll ever see. He's written a book called Evil Invades Sanctuary, The Case for Security in Faith-Based Organizations. So clearly we're not just talking about a local church. We're talking about, oh, say, a group like Focus on the Family, which Carl had the good fortune as a student, misfortune as a potential target, to be present when a dirtbag decided that it was his day to go kill him some Christians. What happened was a motherload of instruction. Carl is passing it on, hence the book. It also led to saving lives in a subsequently encounter with evil at the New Life Church in Colorado Springs, which had such a famous shootout that even I had heard about it. The media doesn't like to play these up all that much. But the part that I liked the best was that a woman got to deliver the fatal shot to the dirtbag, and that had to irritate him even more than losing his attempt to wipe out a bunch of people in that building, or a bunch of buildings, actually. It's a large campus. Anyway, the case for security in faith-based organizations probably runs counter to the thinking of even some conservative evangelicals, Catholics, whatever, they just might have this happy notion that God will protect. Well, one of the things that has always occurred to me is that the Bible surely teaches this, that God will provide, but what do we do with the passage that says, you don't work, you don't eat? Clearly, I think we're supposed to conclude that our working will be in vain if God is not in it. But to assume that we can somehow have our plate filled up at the evening meal because we just sat there and prayed about it, as important as that prayer is, well, that's not the right approach. That's not the complete story. And, Carl, I'm just happy that you made it through both of these events and that you've, I think, written a very clear and compelling case for every church probably even those that are kind of on la-la land, because most dirtbags aren't that discriminating. Really, any church that advertises itself as Christian could be a target. So welcome aboard, sir, and nice shooting.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, your thoughts there kind of go along the lines that I use with pastors many times. Pastors and evangelical leaders especially like to talk in the term of scriptures, you know, and they can sure out-talk me when it comes to scripture. But one of the scriptures that I often bring up to them is the 6th chapter of Matthew. And that's where Jesus said we shouldn't worry about what we're going to eat or what we're going to wear or what we're going to drink. And that's true. We shouldn't worry. Worry is a mild case of atheism.
But, I like that. Boy, have I been atheist from time to time.
Yes, we all have. But, you know, I there's a lot of people older than me, but I'm pushing 60 now, and I've never met anybody who wakes up in the morning and raises their hands and clothes fall down on them, and then they swing their feet out of bed and stand up, and they get hit with a heavenly mist to satisfy their hydration and walk out the door getting manna dropped in their mouth. You know, we have to take an active role in the procurement and management of those things that we eat, drink, and wear. And security's the same way. I do believe God protects us. I absolutely believe that. I'm a living testament of that. And as are our children and our grandchildren. But it takes some active participation on our part to procure and manage the things that keep us safe.
Well, Carl, you had an opportunity to look evil square in the aisle, not the eye, in the main campus of Focus on the Family in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I guess in my book, not necessarily the most likely target, because then spokesman James Dobson is a very mild-mannered, avuncular sort of guy, easy to listen to, no shouting, really no accusations, just very full of practical advice and looking for people's best interests. And yet the fact that he is pro-life and pro-family seems to be enough. Those are trigger issues that drive some of the hard left over the top. They just can't brook opposition, let alone a law against it. But anybody that is actually... I don't even know that Focus in the Family was exclusively advocating in the area of legislation. They were advocating in terms of taking care of single mothers and all kinds of ministry reaching out to these people. But that alone, I think, must have been seen as a condemnation of what they believed in. And so there were those that had a whole bunch of hate. What was your background before you got to Focus on the Family? And then tell us how you decided that this place of really nice people better do some thinking about self-defense.
Well, that's an interesting story. I have no law enforcement in my background. I never, unfortunately, I never served a day in the military. And I grew up with a strong sense of admiration and respect for military. And Larry, I didn't have that for law enforcement. I've got an older brother who has served in law enforcement for the majority of his career after having returned from Vietnam in 1970. And he and I used to really argue about the value of law enforcement. And I didn't have much respect for law enforcement, and the only people I respected less might have been security guards. And so my background for most of my adult career was in construction, commercial construction and facilities management.
Well, why don't we leave it off there and come back after the break and pick up how you made it from construction, commercial construction, into church security. By the grace of God, you were doing that when something hit the fan and it got pretty messy. Carl Chin is the author of Evil Invades Sanctuary. We're going to be right back.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and to choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Carl Chin. He is the author, an experience-based author, of Evil Invades Sanctuary, The Case for Security in Faith-Based Organizations. And I've given an extra copy to one of the elders in my church who is right now developing plans in specific for how we can deal with any number of nasty situations that might arise. If you listening would like to get a copy of this book, which I would highly recommend for your own church, go to Carl Chin, C-H-I-N-N, carlchin.com, and you can order a copy of Evil Invades Sanctuary from that site. Kind of a practical book, and hopefully you'll obtain it before any actual need might arise. Better to be prepared than to be trying to take care of things after nastiness has come.
That's right.
Let's get you from construction to where you were at Focus on the Family when evil came knocking.
Well, when I was at Focus on the Family, I was employed there as the building engineer. So in 1995, April 19th of 1995, we all had a wake-up call when it came to evil invading our buildings. That's when the domestic terrorists blew up the federal building in Oklahoma City. And as a result of that, the ministry asked me and a couple other men to put together a committee and take a look at Focus on the Family and see what we could do to make it safer. So we did that. We spent a little while doing a risk vulnerability analysis, first time I'd ever heard of that term, and we chose to do an in-house RBA. And as a result of our study, we made many recommendations for the ministry. And as a result of one of those recommendations, I found myself a year later, May 2nd, 1996, got summoned to the front lobby through some automated processes and expected to find a secretary wondering what some of those new widgets were. And because we had just installed the system, had not even tested it yet. And when I came down the stairs, found myself face-to-face with a gunman who was mad at the ministry, had a pistol in his right hand, had a trigger device in his left hand, going to a pile of green stuffed army bags on the floor in which he claimed were enough explosives to burn down the building, and if somebody caused that trigger device to come out of his hand, it would blow up. And he had hostages there. He had two of the receptionists, obviously, hostage in the room there with him. And so that was the really, for me, we'd spent a great deal of time, Larry, in those committee meetings planning it. We had talked about big yellow trucks pulling up. You know, we had talked about a lot of things. We'd never talked about an angry gunman coming in. And the truth of the matter was that this particular guy wasn't angry at any of the social political stuff. He was angry because he'd been hurt on the job when they were building the facilities. And because his injury was horseplay, the state workers' compensation hadn't allowed him as much money as he thought was due him, and he was coming to make a last suicidal-type statement about how the world had wronged him, and he wanted Focus to be hurt by that statement. And that's what it boiled down to. So you never know when somebody comes and attacks your ministry. You don't have any idea what it's for, really.
Nor any advance warning. All of a
that's
sudden,
right.
Like you said, you're looking at the wrong end of a gun, and whoa, how did this happen?
That's right. Well, we pulled the fire alarms, and as people started exiting the building, he began undressing. Got clear down to his underwear and started hooking his thumbs on them like he was going to go ahead and pull them off. That's something I really didn't want to see. He had stood in front of a mirror that morning and written messages on his body with magic markers to tell the coroner just exactly what they could do in no uncertain terms with his body when the day was done. So it was pretty obvious that this guy had come there to die, and that's the scenario we were faced with in the normally peaceful lobby of Focus on the Family, a Christian ministry.
And so how was the rest of your day?
Well, whoa. It was an interesting day, to say the least. There were four of us who were his hostages for an hour and a half as we went through periods of him escalating and then de-escalating and getting angry and throwing his head back and laughing. Learned later he had been smoking marijuana prior to that. I have a real message for anybody that says that marijuana isn't a hallucinogenic. Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
If that's all he was taking, and that's what they said was all he was on, I can tell you people act pretty weird from it. But he was going through his cycles, and at one point during that time, Larry, I looked out behind me, and a police officer whom I've never met, I don't know his name, had never met him before, he stepped out from behind a column. He had his riot gear on, he had his SWAT gear on, he had his rifle, he stepped out from behind a protective column, Larry, and he looked at me and nodded.
And I'm sure he had his rifle aimed the whole time.
Well, he actually had it down at
really?
The time with his finger up along the side. He was just letting me know, I've got your back. And
well,
my opinion on law enforcement changed at that moment.
That's fair enough.
After that hostage event was over, I called my brother in Kansas and apologized to him for the ugly things I'd said about law enforcement. And, you know, when you need the cavalry and they're there, it has a way of being a life-changing event. So, I, you know, that it changed me in many ways, Larry. And one of the ways was that prior to that, I had served in ministries at different levels for many years. I was first on the board of directors of our church in Kansas in 1980. I led the worship. I was a youth leader. I was a Sunday school superintendent, a teacher. During all of that time, Larry, security was nothing that even entered my mind. Mm-hmm. Not even in the darkest recesses of my mind. I don't think I knew how to spell it.
Well, alas, you had quite a spelling lesson that day focused on the family, and now you are security. But I understand, and it must have been just a total shock when this Jasper pulls out his gun and you realize this isn't supposed to be happening. We're going to be back and talk some more with Carl Chin about his book, Evil Invades Sanctuary.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com. Spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop. Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Carl Chin has written a book that he has every reason to know what he's talking about, because he was in a couple of sanctuaries and churches where evil invades sanctuary. So his book, The Case for Security in Faith-Based Organizations, is in some way the handbook that all of us involved in the churches, even if we're just sitting in a pew, we ought to get a copy of this and make sure that the leaders of that church have come to grips with the issues that are in evil invades sanctuary. Carl, before we move on to your even more exciting encounter with evil, as if that wasn't enough, at Focus on the Family, I guess the one tribute to law enforcement that I thought was quite impressive was that of the negotiators. So why don't we just quickly touch on what they did to de-escalate that situation and Focus on the Family.
Well, through a series of things that I don't have time to go into the details of but are in the book, we were able to establish a phone line to the outside world in hopes that a negotiator would call in. Not long after establishing that phone line, the phone rang, and our knucklehead picked up the phone. Well, actually, one of the secretaries did, and she said, yes, he's right here, and she handed the phone to the gunman, and he began talking. And, Larry, the more he talked, the madder I got, because I truly thought that they had gotten his best friend on the phone. And I thought, come on, guys. We only got one line established, and now you're wasting time here by letting him chat with a friend. And I guess I was going through cycles of emotions that day, too, because I was getting truly angry at whoever was wasting his time on the phone. He would just talk with him like it was a friend as close as a brother. And then after so many minutes of that, I wasn't tracking how many minutes, but after so many minutes, he backed away from his little half-height door, and he said, yeah, I'll do that. I'll let him go if you'll do that. And I thought, wow, he was on the phone with the negotiator. And I found out later that what the negotiator said to him that made him release us was, for one thing, a negotiator never lies to a hostage taker. That was a real interesting thing I learned in all this. They tell him the simple truth. And he told him, he said, if you make us kill you, you go out that way and there's death involved. He said, I will do everything I can to suppress the story as much as possible. And he meant it. He said, I'll have your body taken out the darkest corner of the building, out a back door, put quickly into a van, and have your body whisked away, and I'll do everything I can to suppress the story.
However, a fate more feared than death by this type of individual.
That's right. A fate more feared than death is failure. They all fear failure. My friend, Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman, says that in all of his seminars. The one thing they fear is failure. Well, he wanted his message out there. And the negotiator told him, if you'll lay down your weapons and walk out the front of the door, I'll have every news camera in Southern Colorado aimed at that door, and your face and your story will be all over the 10 o'clock news tonight. That's what did it for him. Now, for other guys, it might be something different, but my hat's really off to the professionalism of those negotiators.
And everybody went home except for the nut job, and
yep, that's right.
He went to
that's
jail, which is fine.
That's correct.
Now, that was enough for one person's lifetime, and so you're happily working security, and happily, if I recall correctly, you had just... I may be conflating. Let me just leave it. You were working security, and I think you all had just kind of gotten your system up and running when in comes hatred and violence all over again,
right,
twice in your
right
life. And
right.
I think that was pretty extraordinary that it would happen once, let alone twice. You know, as much as I enjoyed reading your book, Carl, I'm not sure I'd want to have dinner with you.
My brother said the same thing. You know, I'm done going to lunch with you.
Can we have our family reunions over Skype?
Yeah, he stopped inviting me to it. Now I know why.
All right.
Yeah,
so
as a result of that, I began, Larry, I started writing about it at first, writing about what our journey had been in establishing security. And Larry, the more I wrote, the more I realized I didn't know what in the Sam Hill I was talking about. Because, yeah, I'd had one experience, and yeah, we'd done a risk vulnerability analysis, and we'd set up some special systems. But I was just scratching the surface. So after a couple of years of writing that book, I stopped writing and I started researching. And my research was to answer the question, how big of a problem is this? How often does it happen? And that research really kind of culminated on March 12, 2005, when an idiot attacked a group of worshipers in Brookfield, Wisconsin, and killed seven and then himself. He killed the pastor's son, as I recall, and five others, and then he popped himself. And as my wife and I were watching the news that night, some news reporter said something ridiculous, like, this is the fourth or fifth, I don't remember what he said, shooting at a church in U.S. history. And I just got mad. I asked my wife, I said, where are they getting their information? And she said, well, you're not putting your information out there. You've done all this study, and you're the only one that knows it. And I said, but I don't know how I can make money of putting it out there. And I got that wife look. Have you ever had one of them, Larry?
Oh, no, never.
No, I didn't figure you had. But I got that wife look, and she corrected, as wives do, you know, it doesn't have to be about making money. She said, just figure out how to do a website, put the statistics out there. So I did. And as a result of that and other things, I was able to move forward and help other churches. But one of the things I had already begun to realize by then is that my own home church didn't have a security plan. And I called our administrator. We were up around 14,000 members by then. And I sent him an email, actually, and told him what I was doing and why I was concerned. He said, you're not the only one. There's some law enforcement officers who are concerned. Why don't you guys start getting together and hash up a plan for New Life Church? So we did. We started meeting regularly, and we came up with a plan for a security operations.
Well, not any too soon, as it turned out. A guy, apparently he just didn't like Christians. He killed a couple of folks at a Christian camp, which, if I remember, maybe was one that your church had run or been affiliated with. Anyway, he came to your church looking to do a lot more damage. And that's when you had your second encounter face-to-face.
That is correct. December 9th, 2007.
You remember these dates so quickly.
Oh, I remember times, too.
Yeah,
it's funny how they'll sketch into your memory. I can tell you the guy at Focus came at approximately 1:27 in the afternoon. But the guy at New Life, he had attacked the youth with a mission facility in Denver, Colorado, shortly after midnight on December 9th, 2007.
To your credit, you connected some dots, saw that your church had had some involvement with that outfit, and thought, you know, he just might pay us a visit too. We'd better activate our awareness teams, to give him my name. And that's what happened, and we're going to be back and talk about how that came down at the New Life Church. And we're talking with Carl.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do when it comes to radio advertising. We are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Polanski of the Polanski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
I hope you'll want to get a copy of the book Evil Invades Sanctuary, The Case for Security in Faith-Based Organizations. You may not work at Focus on the Family, but you certainly may well attend a local church, and that could just as easily be the target as the New Life Church in Colorado Springs. And so kind of some very practical lessons that have been learned, and of course Carl has gone on to study this and to see what others might have learned that could be incorporated. Carl, you also do some consulting. I guess people can get a hold of you at carlchen.com. Would that be the way to go?
That is. I do consulting, and I also travel and speak on these subjects. In fact, this coming Saturday, I will be in Lakeland, Florida, with Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman and retired police officer Jimmy Meeks as we speak at the Bethel Baptist Church. And the week after that, I'll be in Fort Worth. Week after that, I'll be in Chattanooga. The three of us go all around the country speaking on the importance of readiness at faith-based organizations. And I'll tell you, Dave Grossman has just been a wonderful partner in this. And he's an expert well-known expert in the field of personal protection, but he heard this message and he really got on board and has been great at helping us relate to people the value of having a bulletproof mind, even in a sanctuary.
Well, hooray that the three of you are on that mission. And I'm sure that, well, you've already seen lives saved just from your response to some hard-learned lessons, and
right,
there's no reason to think that evil isn't going to strike again like this. Of course, nobody's going to expect it when it happens. You didn't, not in any specific sense. You knew that it could happen, but the idea that it's going to happen tomorrow morning at 11:30, come on, nobody knows that.
Yeah,
that's right. Just not the way the world works.
Right.
So you've been through this other issue. In fact, the reason I knew about the New Life Church was because one of your fellow parishioners at GNSM was the one who took down the next church shooter that you were involved with. You had organized the team that she was part of, and sure is a wonderful thing that she was on duty with that team at that particular moment. She was the right person at the right time.
She sure was. There's no question about that. And how that happened is after he killed those people at YWAM in Arvada, that's 77 miles north of us. And we began to be prepared because we had a vice president of YWAM that officed at Focus on the Family in those days. And we thought if this attacker is actively attacking YWAM, he could come here because he knows there's an executive vice president here. So we increased our security awareness. We, contrary to some news reports, we did not bring in extra security that day or extra law enforcement. We always had three officers each Sunday extra duty, and those three extra duty officers were there that Sunday as well. They were two of them outside, one of them inside. And we went through both services. We had two services back to back. We had a guest speaker out of California that day, Dr. Jack Hayford. We made it through both services without any incident. Looked like everything was fine. Most of the security team had gone home. And then our extra duty law enforcement left at 1 p.m. And that's critical to understand, is our killer sat in the parking lot until the marked units rolled out. And we had about 7,000 people on campus that day, but all but about 700 had left. We estimate we still had about 700 people on campus when the extra duty officers rolled out. And about 3 minutes after the extra duty officers rolled out is when the long attack started. And I say long attack because he first threw two smoke bombs, one at our north main entry, one at our south main entry. And then while our security team was trying to figure out what the deal was on those smoke bombs, he'd slipped around to the east side of the church where he sat in his car for some time. What was he doing, Larry? I don't know. Did he think he was creating a diversion and that all security would go to that diversion? I don't know, maybe. Did he think he was creating panic and he would have people rushing down the hall towards him? I don't know, maybe. We'll never get the chance to interview him on that. But for whatever reasons, we had three primary entrances. He popped smoke at two of them, then he went around and he sat at the third one for several minutes, and then finally got out of his car, began shooting randomly, killed two sisters, two girls that were sisters, 16 years old and 18 years old, Rachel and Stephanie Works. And you'll notice I never mentioned the name of the killer in the book.
Thank you very much.
His name on the air. But I will always mention the name of the victims.
The only time I would make an exception to what you're saying is I would refer to the Colorado Springs dirtbag. That's his name. But no, not his given name. I agree wholeheartedly.
I refer to all of them with the same name. When I'm giving speeches, et cetera, they all have the same name, Bozo Thug. And my wife says that's far too accommodating to him, and it really is, but I just haven't found anything else more fitting. But, so Bozo Thud parked his car out there, and after several minutes, he killed Rachel and Stephanie. There was a family coming out from church, Larry, a dad and a mom and four daughters, and they had no idea they were going to come face-to-face with death. But two of their daughters died. And then he shot into several other vehicles, came into the church. We had a standoff in there, and Gene surprised him from his left side as he was shooting down the hallway towards me. She fired a number of times, hit him at least twice, and then he shut the gun in his mouth and pulled the trigger and killed himself as she was shooting.
Let me add, just to make sure folks know, it's not entirely about whether or not you have a gun. You were, I believe at the time, maybe didn't even have a gun, but you, whether you did or not, you had created knowingly a diversion using yourself as bait. The dirtbag shot at you. Those were seconds that he didn't have to go after other people that happily he didn't do any harm because he missed you. And it gave people time to do some things you later found out about that arguably saved many lives. So,
Absolutely.
Just being able to think of what can I do to distract this dirtbag might be the most important thing you do in your whole life.
Absolutely. And I want to tell you something about that. Tunnel vision works both ways. As trained defenders, we're trained on tunnel vision and the effects of adrenaline and all that. These dirtbags aren't trained in all those scenarios, but they're going to experience them. And I did have a gun, if you consider a .32 Kel-Tec a gun. And yeah.
Pardon my laughter.
yeah. I laughed at myself over that, too, Larry. And it was a stupid decision on my part that could have very well gotten me killed and failed to protect others. And that's part of what I teach in the seminars, is I teach. When I teach these seminars, I don't tell just the things we did right at New Life, because we're not up there to boast about what went wrong. The truth of the matter is, Larry, we lost two girls that day, two precious 16 and 18-year-old Rachel and Stephanie Works. And we can never fix that. That was not a success. I want people to hear the things that we didn't do well. And one of those, many of those, were right square on my shoulder. There were many things that I didn't do right, but there's a scripture that says the horse is prepared for the day of battle, but victory belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
That's what we truly believe, is we believe the Lord stepped in and covered our weaknesses. And
at least you were there in the battle, which is more than we can say for those that might be totally unprepared, both physically and mentally, and just sit there with their mouth open, astonished. Happily, that didn't happen the day evil invaded the sanctuary at the New Life Church in Colorado Springs. Carl Chin, God bless you. Thank you so much for what you've written. May it save many more lives by the reading of this book, CarlChin.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.